Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Wasella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 29th of April, the 119th day of 2024, with 247 days to go before we reach 2025. Today is the next to the last day of Poetry Month, and a few days back, Kathleen Ellis and the Bangor Public Library hosted the 22nd annual Poets Speak, with a fine turnout reading and listening to poems attuned to this year's theme, Writing the Watershed, celebrating National Poetry Month in the heart of Maine. One of the poems, however, that was not heard this past Thursday was a great little number from New York school poet and art critic Frank O'Hara, who 60 years ago would spend many of his lunch hours walking the streets of Manhattan while mentally composing poems. Speaking of himself in the third person, O'Hara briefly described parts of the process. Often this poet, strolling through the noisy, splintered glare of a Manhattan noontide, has paused at a sample Olivetti to type up 30 or 40 lines of ruminations, or pondering more deeply has withdrawn to a darkened ware or firehouse to limn his computed misunderstandings of the eternal questions of life, coexistence, and depth, while never forgetting to eat lunch, his favorite meal. 60 years ago, lots of poetry was happening, and Lawrence Ferlinghetti, a poet and publisher who owns City Lights Bookstore in San Francisco, decided to bring out a collection of O'Hara's work, calling it The Lunch Poems. So since we're perhaps a little past the time some people have breakfast, let's look forward to lunch by indulging in an appetizer from Frank O'Hara, a poem titled Lana Turner Has Collapsed. Lana Turner has collapsed. I was trotting along, and suddenly it started raining and snowing, and you said it was hailing, but hailing hits you on the head, hard, so it was really snowing and raining, and I was in such a hurry to meet you, but the traffic was acting exactly like the sky, and suddenly I see a headline, Lana Turner has collapsed. There is no snow in Hollywood. There is no rain in California. I have been to lots of parties and acted perfectly disgraceful, but I never actually collapsed. Oh, Lana Turner, we love you. Get up. Heavenward this morning at midnight in the eastern sky, the planet Mars will appear 1/10 of a degree south of the planet Neptune. Such an appearance of nearness is known as a conjunction, and of course is an optical illusion, as these two planets are quite far away from one another. Today in 1429, French soldier and national heroine Jeanne d'Arc, also known as Joan of Arc, arrived at the siege of Orleans. Today in 1769, Scottish engineer James Watt's steam engine with a separate condenser was enrolled as patent 913. Today in 1784, Wolfgang Mozart, playing a piano in Vienna, delivered the first public performance of his Violin Sonata No. 32 in B-flat. Today in 1813, Jacob Hummel was granted the first U.S. patent for rubber. Today in 1834, Charles Darwin, having disembarked from the HMS Beagle and gone ashore to Patagonia, did considerable hiking inland and saw from afar the tops of the Andes Mountains. And today in 1852, the first edition of Rosé's Thesaurus was published in Great Britain. Today in 1899 in Washington, D.C., Edward Kennedy Ellington was born to Daisy Kennedy Ellington and James Edward Ellington, who had worked as a butler in the White House before becoming a blueprint maker for the U.S. Navy, both jobs having helped James to make a comfortable home for his family. Biographer Ed Morrow tells us young Edward's mother Daisy doted on him, encouraging him to dress well and behave in a refined manner. Generally graceful comportment that earned him the nickname Duke. And although Daisy wanted young Edward to become musically educated, he didn't like his music teacher and soon quit, instead preferring to sneak into burlesque shows and hang out in pool rooms, where, ironically, in the latter, he became interested in playing piano, a natural instrument in a pool room for patrons to entertain one another. There, young Edward, the Duke, would plink out tunes which, he explains, was a good way to get a girl to sit beside you and admire you as you played. Before long, he was practicing at home and the family's player piano, copying ragtime rolls. And then the Duke formed his own band, began composing, and became a legendary jazz man. Today is also the birthday in 534 of Welsh poet Taliesin, in 1854 of French mathematician Henri Poincaré, in 1863 of American newspaper publisher William Randolph Hearst, in 1899 of American actress Natalie Talmadge, in 1901 of the 124th Emperor of Japan Hirohito, in 1921 of American actor Tommy Noonan, in 1930 of American jazz drummer Joe Porcaro, in 1931 of British Scottish singer-songwriter Lonnie Donegan, in 1933 of American singer-songwriter Rod McEwen, and of American country singer-songwriter Willie Nelson, in 1934 of American blues musician Otis Rush, in 1936 of American conductor Zubin Mehta, in 1938 of German rock bassist Klaus Voormann, in 1940 of American jazz and R&B saxophonist George Adams, in 1947 of American singer-songwriter Tommy James, in 1951 of American auto racer Dale Earnhardt, in 1955 of American comedian Jerry Seinfeld and of American actress Kate Mulgrew, in 1957 of English actor Daniel Day-Lewis, in 1958 of American actress Michelle Pfeiffer, and in 1970 of American tennis player Andre Agassi. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Acella with a word in edgewise. Here's to the 7th week of spring and to the 18th week of 2024.